Welcome to the Soft Serve, the cosmic weather guide for your week ahead. I'm Annie and I'm an astrologer and your cosmic weather woman, helping you to integrate the magic of astrology into your everyday life. This week we will be looking at the planetary movements for the week of the 28th of August. Well, we're in another week. We're actually in the end of August, so we're just about to go into September. And boy, oh boy, is there a lot going on. I've had a lot of conversations with people recently asking me what is happening. And there's a lot going on. There's especially a lot going on this week, but I think it's also worth just reminding ourselves that we are in a pretty potent Mercury retrograde, because Mercury is currently in Virgo, one of its home signs, and we're in Virgo season. So people are really feeling this Mercury retrograde. I'm feeling it definitely. Things are not going to plan. Things are kind of funny. There's things that are, yeah, just random things that seem to be happening. There's a lot of sort of things getting moved around, or plans getting cancelled, or things changing. And so the beauty, I guess, in the way to handle Mercury retrograde is just to try and go with the flow and just accept the fact that things are going to change quite a bit, and maybe everything isn't as clear cut or set in stone as it might be. So much like last month's Leo season, this Virgo season is going to feel a bit weird because of this retrograde. So yeah, I'll be interested to see when we come to the end of Virgo season how everyone how their Virgo season has been, I should say. But yeah, it's an interesting one. I'll lightly touch on what the moon's doing, because then I want to talk about a few things that are happening this week. So Monday, we've got that Capricorn moon, and then that goes all the way up until Tuesday, and then the moon goes into Aquarius for a few days. And then very late on Wednesday morning, it moves into Pisces, because we have the Pisces full moon on Thursday, which I'll talk about in a moment. And then we have an Aries moon for the rest of the week. So these are kind of the last few signs of the zodiac, and then obviously Aries is the beginning of the zodiac. So we're moving through the last bits of energy. You know, Capricorn is that practical, hardworking, very driven earth sign. Then Aquarius is a bit more freedom thinking and sort of a bit more philosophical and for the collective. So then we have sort of that airy fairy kind of energy to the moon. And then Pisces is obviously the final sign. It's a water sign. It's very, very dreamy. It's very much about what is not seen. It's very romantic. And then obviously Aries begins everything. So Aries is that fiery, dramatic, you know, beginning. Let's do something. Let's go there. Let's have an idea and just like start it and not worry kind of energy. So collectively, that's what we're feeling with the moon this week. I'll then talk a little bit about what we're going to experience with some of the transits. So first of all, we have Uranus stationing retrograde on Monday. Uranus is in Taurus. Taurus is ruled by Venus. We just had Libra, Mars going into Libra on Sunday, another Venus ruled sign. And actually next Monday, we have Venus retrograde going direct. So there's a lot of Venus energy going on at the moment. Venus is going backwards, it's going forwards, it's very, very activated. So that's a really big theme for the week. Uranus obviously rules Aquarius, and Uranus can be a pretty erratic, spontaneous, hard to pin down sign. It is definitely all about the betterment of the collective. It is about, you know, being brave and maybe speaking up in situations where you think that, you know, things are unjust, especially in a collective sense. So when Uranus goes retrograde, you know, it's a good time to kind of, you know, take stock and sort of think about dynamics in which you're a part of, where maybe, you know, things aren't fair. People aren't being treated well, especially when it's in a sign like Taurus, which is, has that Venus energy. We're sort of being asked to look at these dynamics that we're in, one to one or in a group as well, and question whether you're feeling appreciated, you're feeling loved, you're feeling respected. Uranus can be really sort of like ground shaking energy. So that's a really good thing to think about this week, especially because Venus is about to go direct as well. So we're kind of processing everything that we have been feeling whilst it has been retrograde. So there's big feels this week, which are illuminated by the full moon in Pisces on Thursday. And full moons are often sort of, an ending of a cycle. They're a big release. They're a big sort of way to let things go. So I feel like collectively what, the big process I think for us all this week is really taking stock and looking at the ways in which we are in partnership with people. Does that feel balanced? Is that harmonious? Because there's some Libra energy going on as well. Are things fair? Do you like the way that you have been treated, the way you treat people? Collectively, are things fair? Are you in situations where you think that the right thing is being done? That's the sort of energy I can see this week. There's also a little bit of sort of a zinginess and an erraticness from Uranus. You never really know what to expect with Uranus. It's part of the charm of Aquarius, that you really never know what's going to happen. So there's that going on. We obviously are still with Mercury retrograde in Virgo season. So there's a lot happening. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of looking at this week and thinking, okay, there's a few things that are going to play out. But I think that Thursday's full moon in Pisces is really interesting because it's also conjunct Saturn, and Saturn can be all about sort of karma and lessons and hard sort of growth periods. So I think if we're piecing all of this energy together, there's a way to sort of release things and maybe see things from a different point of view. And maybe there will be some karmic lessons that come up that, we need to learn collectively. People need to understand if there's sort of abuses of power in certain kind of dynamics, maybe those things need to shift, and that might happen a bit with Uranus being retrograde as well, and with sort of the lessons from Venus being retrograde coming to light as well. And Pisces is obviously the opposite sign of Virgo, so Pisces is very different to Virgo, yet they are kind of similar. And Pisces definitely is all about sort of the unseen. Is it about the energy of things? This is about going a bit deeper. It rules the 12th house. The 12th house is all about the things that we cannot see. It is more sort of like our true self, our inner being. And Pisces is very, very emotionally sensitive to energy. It is very, very intuitive. It can kind of pick up on things that most people don't see. So there's going to be heightened emotions on Thursday because there's a lot of things that all of these planets and all of these energies and these retrogrades and these directs are going to be kicking up, and it might feel a little bit too much. Like there might come to a point on Thursday where you're like, cool, I just want to like have a long weekend. I just want to cocoon a bit. That can definitely be the energy of Pisces. Pisces can get very drained. So if you're feeling like that, that's fine. You might also be like, I am energized. This full moon has got me like thinking I want to assert myself. These are the things I want to change, or I want to speak up for this person, or I want to speak up for myself, or I want to take accountability for someone, or someone is speaking up for me. Whatever. There's, multiple different ways, but that's what I really think we're going to be looking at collectively this week. And then, on Monday, we have Venus going direct, which is important for the astrology of this year. And that's majorly the main parts of this week. So I'm super interested, as always, to hear how this plays out for you. Can't wait to see what unfolds as the week progresses. As always, take care of yourself out there. Let things kind of happen. If there's a lot going on, give yourself lots of space if you need it. Move a little bit slower. That's always a good thing when planets are retrograde. And I will talk to you next week. Have a great one. Bye.